We're up to now Samach Tes Amud Aleph. We got two lines down. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Quotes from the previous Brisa. There's a Mishnah in Tamid. Poshin Makaplin Manichin Osotachas Roshen. The Kohanim that night after they performed the Avodah, that particular Mishmar, they would remove their clothing, they would fold it up, and they would sleep on them using the clothing as a pillow, according to this understanding. So the Gemara says, Shemas Mina, we learn from the fact that they use the Big Day Kuna as a pillow. Big Day Kuna Nisnu Lehenos Ben, we see that one's permitted to get Hana from Big Day Kuna even when they're not performing Avodah. So Amar Papa Lo Tema Tachas Roshein Elav Ema Kineged Roshein. No, they didn't place it underneath their head, they placed it next to the heads. So there was no Hana being received.
So they should be ready immediately.
Exactly. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Misharsha Shmas Mina, we learn from here, Tfilin Minatzad Shabradami. So just like you could place Big Day Kuna next to when you sleep, so you could place Tfilin next to you when you sleep. So Rashi explains what's the reason. Rashi Shma Mina Midimutu Lanichon Etzlo Lochaish L'Shamach Yafich. So we're not concerned. But Tosa says, Balo Tfilin Minatzad Shurim. He says, Perish Rashi V'Lochashinon Shema Yisham Behem V'Yafich. About Perkam of the Tamid, he explains Mefarish Taima Achrina, that there's not really a Rashi in Tamid, it's called Mefarish. We don't attribute it to Rashi. So the Mefarish in Tamid says, the Lo Chashin and Dilma Migander Venaf Alayu Vika Bizar Tfilin. This concern that maybe he's going to roll over and end up lying on the Tfilin, so we're not concerned. So two different reasons as to the concern that we're not concerned of, that therefore he's allowed to have the Tfilin next to his head when he sleeps. So again, I think the connection is just like Big Day Kuna, you're allowed to sleep next to it, so to Tfilin, you're allowed to sleep next to it. We're not concerned that you might end up rolling over onto the Big Day Kuna and get Hana from it. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistavra to Keneged Roshein. It's quite logical to say that it doesn't mean under your head, rather, it means next to your heads, that Big Day Kuna is allowed to be next to your heads. Why? Let's say it was Mamish underneath, they were sleeping it using the Big Day Kuna as a pillow. And we see there's a heter hana of Big Day Kuna. There's another problem. Typically, mishum kalayim. So there's a problem of kalayim. Shatnez deha ika avnate. The avnate was shatnez according to one opinion, as we'll see in a second. So v'nihi nami dinisne lehenos ben. So even if though you want to posit that you could get hana mitzad the meila part, but deha baha misani mikalayim. But there's also a problem of Hanav Kalayim. There are two potential Isurim. One, again, is an Isur of Mi'ila. There's another Isur of Kalayim. So if you want to neutralize the Isur of Mi'ila, saying that Big Day Kuna, you can get Hanav Mitan Mi'ila, but there's still Shatnez. The Avnei was made of Shatnez. So the Gemara says, Hanicha l'man d'amar Avneto shakoin gadol zehu Avneto shakoin hedyo. That the Kohen Gadol's white clothing he'd wear on Yom Kippur, the abnet, that the belt, was the same exact one that the Kohen Hadot would wear all year round, namely that they were both linen only, no shatnez. So the Kohen Hadot, in fact, didn't have any shatnez in his begadim at all. So then it makes sense you could bring us such a riot from here, because there's no shatnez to talk about here. The reason why he puts it next to him, not underneath him, he puts it next to him because you can't get hana from the mila. There's no climb to talk about. The Kohen Gadol's linen belt is not like the Kohen Hedyot's belt. I mean, the Kohen Hedyot's belt is not only linen, it's actually shatnez. So, Ma'ik Lamemer, you can't bring me a raya from this case, because perhaps the reason why he couldn't sleep on top of it was because of Kalayim, but not a raya about Ni'ila at all. So, Gemara says, no, there's no Kalayim problem. Because V'chi Tema, maybe you're going to suggest Kalayim B'Levisha the Ha'Allah who Tasar but Shari, maybe you're going to contend that the only Issa of Kalayim is wearing it, Levisha, or Halah, or sitting on top of it. Or maybe, is it Mehalah, maybe putting it on top of you? Right, or putting it on top of you, wearing it or using it as a blanket. Right, but sorry, but lying down, placing it down, and then lying down or sitting on that would be permitted. So placing it under your head, even if it was shatnez, wouldn't be a problem at all. Maybe you're gonna say that. Not true, because v'hatanya, even lying down is a problem. Lo yala alecha, avamuter You can't put shiners on top of you, but you may sit down on top of it or place it underneath you, literally. Don't even sit on it because a strand may end up getting on top of you. So fundamentally, one's allowed to sit down on a couch, let's say, or you could sit lie down on a blanket, but a string might end up getting on top of you, violating the Isser Halak. So it's simply a din derabanan, but in the end of the day, it's usser to lie down on kalayim. So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema demafsik le midi."
So we have this machlokes before. So according to everybody, the Kohen Gadol's Avnet was all Pishtim.
Exactly.
The question was if the Hediots during the year, non-Yom Kippur, was Shatnes or not.
Exactly. So even the Gemara is saying, so there's a Shatnes problem again. There might be, according to the opinion, that there's no Shatnes problem. So the only concern of the Big Day Kohen is Me'ila. So the fact that you place it next to your head proves to us that there's you can't get enough from Big Dikuna.
Right.
But there's also a Shana's problem. It's not a riot for Big Dikuna. It might only be it's the only reason why you can't lie down on it is because of Shana's. Like Gemara is saying, well, maybe there's no Shana's problem because maybe lying down on Shana's is okay. Gemara says, you're right, mid derice, it's okay to lie down on Shana's. But there's a Xer Derban and one may not lie down on it. So the Gemara says, so the interesting discussion here, the Marsha writes here that... So the Marasha writes in Shabbos that when it comes to the concept Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, more in Erevin, all the way in Erevin, talks about the number of places. We saw it in Pesachim, I think a couple of places also, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So he says that concept Ein Shvus B'Mikdash only applies to Hilchos Shabbos. All the sugyas in Erevin is all about Hilchos Shabbos. So they prove against the Marasha from here, well, this is a Shvus. It's only an Issur Derabanan of not lying down in Shatnez is an only Issur Derabanan. Yet the Gemara still says you can't lie down on Shatnez, even though it's only Issur Derabanan. And it's still halacha, it's not a Hilchos Shabbos halacha. So we see we apply, I'm sorry, this is, wait, how do we say, I'm saying this wrong.
No, it's a contrary.
Right, exactly, there's a proof for the Marsha. That we say, why don't we say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, and he should be allowed to lie down it. It's a riot that we don't say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash when it comes to...
It's only for Shabbos.
Only for Shabbos, so it's a riot. But the Achronim, including Rav Yashiv, says it's not a riot. The reason why here we don't apply Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is because the Ein Shvus B'Mikdash only applies when you're performing an avoda. When it comes to doing the avoda, we say no shvusim apply. But they're not doing an avoda here; they're just going to sleep for the night. They're getting ready for the next morning.
So what? How far do we go on Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? Meaning Shabbos is easy to determine because you just say, well, you know what? Anything that Shabbos doesn't apply, so no halach applies.
No Issur Derabanan apply.
Right.
So I remember already the Gemara's in Erevin talk about they already have distinctions. So you have to figure out where the distinctions are. I think it's they made one chilek. I don't remember what the chilek was. What type of shusim? But it's obviously a larger discussion. But one interesting thing comes back. One point is it only Hilchos Shabbos or is it beyond that?
Right.
Now, even if you say beyond that, you want to say is it beyond that? Meaning there no shvus applies ever. How far are you willing to take it? I'm not sure how far. So Gemara says again. So still. Climb, you can't lie down and climb because of the Issur Derabanan. So they wouldn't be allowed to lie down on this Avnet. So the Gemara suggests this is now the last narrow line of the daf. Maybe they place something hard or some material in between where he was sleeping and the climb, so it wouldn't be a problem of climb because he wouldn't get any hana from it. So the Gemara says, V'hamar Rishum ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yishub ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Mishum Kala Kadisha, Shabu Yishlaim. It was said in the name of the holy congregation of Yerushalayim, "Afil eser matzos zu agav zu v'kalayim tachdeim aser lishon alem." Even though you have 10 mattresses or 10 blankets, and the last one, the bottom one, is kalayim, and the 9 in between are regular or other materials, even that's aser. So we see, even though it's something might be a break in between you lying down and the kalayim, it's still aser. Elav shmamina kineged rashem shmamina. So it must be they placed it next to the heads, not underneath the heads. But again, not a raya that you could get hana from it, from the me'ila part of things. It's an issue of kalayim. Ravashi comes along and says, Ravashi amar liolm tachas rashem. Really, it was mamish underneath their heads, and it is a raya that you can't get hana. But what about the problem of kalayim? V'ha kamishani mikalayim? Aren't you getting hana from the kalayim? Big day kuna kashin hain. They're very hard. You don't get any hana from them. And you see, Rashi says kashim hain ve'enon mechamimin. It doesn't warm you up. Lefikach ain behem mishum klaim. According to this Gemara, the understanding of klaim is not simply putting on your body; it's getting hana from it. What's the hana of clothing? The hana of clothing is wearing warmth, keeping you warm.
The whole idea was that you know, shema yachrach al besaro chut.
Right, so that would
hashadness. So that for sure is not going to warm you. So I mean, the whole takana was not meant to.
Interesting. So even one string.
So nobody was going to tell you that a string is going to warm you up.
A little bit.
I don't think so.
No, I hear it's a good
unless
question.
Unless you're using a rope.
It's a good question. But,
okay.
It is a good question.
Ben Hanano says because they're cushion, one chut is not going to wrap itself around the nima. In other words, it's not to say that he argues on the premise about whether or not it's doing sufficient quality
that
warming.
Makes sense.
It's just that it won't come to be able to wrap around it.
But it's just not about warmth, according to Rabbi Hanano.
I mean, you could still say that the maaseh serves about warmth. In Chanan, it doesn't provide warmth in that situation, but it's doing the maaseh that's creating that creates warmth. So it's a thread that's.
I mean, you could simply understand it as just a maaseh levisha. It's not about warmth. The maaseh levisha, and even it might be called a maaseh levisha when there's a strand on your body. Mm-hmm. It might be some type of maaseh. And Rashi thinks no, it's not about a maaseh levisha. It's about the result, the hana that you get. So within Rashi, so maybe you have to say Rashi, maybe it's about chlokas amaroim, the nature of it. Maybe this opinion of Rabbi Ashi thinks it's all about the warmth. The previous halacha about the string is about a mais levisha, and that's kufa. This chakir that we're suggesting might be the chlokas amaroim here. Interesting.
According to Rashi.
But within Rabbeinu Chananel, he thinks, no, it's consistent. It's all about mais levisha, nothing to do with warmth. And the issue is that, technically speaking, that the hard material of the big day kuna won't result in a strand being wrapped around his body at all. Okay, so continuing the Gemara says that they were kashin. The big day kuna was kashin. So kiha, just like kiha d'amar Rav Yehuna b'rei d'Rishua hai nimta gamda dinar sharia. So I was hoping to have one of the English articles here to say exactly what these things mean, but I guess that's not the case today. So
hai nimta gamda oto levet min bad tzemer kashe. So it's
some type of hard material
that is done in a place called the Neresh is a place.
Okay.
And Sharia is mutar, you can use it.
And Rashi there says, I see Shari, ain bo mishim kalaim, this hard material, the Ha'Allah Dumya Delavisha, the is behanas chimam hu de iser. According to Rashi, he's consistent, it's all about the chimam. So he just says that we'll say something different.
She'inot tavui lechutim.
Just as Kevin should question.
Okay.
They are not woven together. It's not like they're not. It's not done. It's just that the tzemer is put together without really spinning it.
Okay, and therefore, that makes it kasha.
I guess. I don't know why it says kasha. I guess it says levet who bad he asui mitzemer she'einot tavui lechutim ela mesivei tzemer amechubarim al yedei chum put together.
I see.
Felt. It says felt.
Oh, felt. Oh, there you go. Felt. Okay. Felt is very soft. Yeah. No? Warm.
felt is something that they comb it together and becomes one, but it's not really spun together. It's just.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And if you just pull it, how do
yeah,
you...
Yeah, but it's with heat. There is like an adhesive that it gets it together with heat. It's not really...
So when you rip it apart, you... But once it's put together with the heat, you can rip it, though.
You could, but, right. But it's not... It's usually used for something that's not, you know, like either don't...
Right, a pool table?
Yeah, or something.
Or a
I mean, the felt nowadays, it's woven together.
Oh, it is woven
together
nowadays.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. So I guess this felt was a hard material felt,
right,
which shatnez would not apply to.
Right.
And I guess it's the fact that it's not woven together or spun together is not really relevant to the shatnez. That's just the mitzvah. Just explain.
Maybe.
That's what it is.
Maybe.
But the fact is, it's something that's hard material where you can't get any chimum from, and therefore it's not subject to the isurim of
klan. Right. It's because of the hardness.
Okay. Okay, there's an interesting... we have time for a little short Tosos. It's part of a Tosos here. Let's do Kashin Hain, just the beginning, the first few lines. Interesting Tosos. Tosos asks, Tema, Im kein mai hi damar perk kama de erchen. The first perk of Erchen says, Hakol chayavim meklaim. Everybody has to keep the halachas of shatnez, Kaanim, Levim, Yisraelim, everyone. Uparech pshita. It's obvious. So everyone, it's a deraisa. There's no exceptions to Isuri deraisa. Umishan, and the answer is the Gemara, Kuhanim itzirichlei. You have to teach me the Kohanim. Because I mean, you would have thought, Hol vishtari legavayu klaim bavoda, shlo b'ida navoda, nami lishtari. Since Kohanim are allowed to perform the avoda wearing klaim, maybe you could think, when they're not doing the avoda, they're also permitted to do klaim. Maybe klaim doesn't apply to Kohanim at all. Kamashma, the Mishnah teaches us that even the Kohanim are subject to the Isser of klaim. So it asks the Tosos, v'hash, the cave in the Kashin hain, lo ishtari klaim legavayu. But once we're establishing that the big dekun were hard, it wasn't that there's a heter of climb. There's not climb to talk about. There's no issa climb. It's not like there's an issa climb we're pushing it off.
Right.
The material is not subject to chimum, so there's nothing to talk about. So what's the raya? What's the gemara talking about? Rather, what's the gemara and erichin talking about? So answers Rabbeinu Tam, Dilavisha v'hala d'havi deraisa asiri afilu b'kashin. Abba hatsa d'midirabanan lo gazu b'kashin. So, when it comes to wearing begadim and putting it and using it as a blanket, which are isur deraisa, so then they said it was aser even when they're hard. But when it came to lying down on it, they did not lie down on it. So again, the Gemara here says kushin is mutter. But the Gemara in Erechim sounds to imply that kushim of the Bili Kun are aser. The Gemara says the chilek kushin are only aser midirabanan. When did they aser kushin midirabanan? They asered it when it's going on in isur deraisa. So wearing clothing is an issur deraisa. Wearing hard clothing is only an issur derabanan.
And this is all referring only when they're not doing the avoda, because if they wouldn't be avoda, even kashin would be mutar.
Exactly. So in general, now, talking right. In general, wearing hard clothing is usur, but in general, sitting on hard clothing is mutar.
Right.
Because the sitting is only an issur derabanan in the first place. They were not gozer kashin on top of that.
Right.
So you have to figure out, I think this is arguing with Rashi's understanding of kashin. Well, Kashin is saying,
I'm thinking the felt also, maybe it's mutter because there is no thread that can come off over you.
Uh-huh, you're saying that
one of the reasons maybe the felt is not asur is because there are no strings and there are no yarns. So
that's what Rabbi Hananel says. That's the explanation, right?
Uh-huh.
The strings doesn't come off it.
Right, because it's all it's like a bond. It's a bonded material. Mm.
It's good we have you here for today's daf. Okay. So the Gemara continues now and says, we were 6 Y lines down in the Amud. Tashma. Big day kahuna hayote behen lemedina aser. Uve mikdash. So a person who wears big day kahuna outside in the Medina, anywhere outside the base of mikdash, that's aser to do. Uve mikdash, however, in the base of mikdash, bein b'shas avoda, bein shelo b'shas avoda mutter. When he's in the Beis HaMikdash, whether he's performing the avoda or whether he's not performing the avoda, he's allowed to wear the big dekuna. Mipnei, she big dekuna nisna lehenes behen shmamina. You're allowed to get hana. So you're going to tell me, well, once you're allowed to get hana from big dekuna, so let you wear it outside the Medina as well. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, le Medina aser, shenoig behen derecho. Really, Mikar din, you can wear big dekuna anywhere you want. There's no isra hana, there's no isra me'ila here. But since it's a bizayon to the clothing, so they advise or they forbade from wearing the big dekuna outside the Medina. But that's the final raya, it seems. So there is a Baal Mor who says, there are others who think that's actually an issa deraisa to even walk outside the gvulim, even to walk outside, it's issa deraisa.
When it says Medina, here is Mechutz LeMikdash.
Yeah, something, you have that idea.
Tosfos
Shkalim says that.
Yeah, Man Yikra HaMikdash LeInyan Dinzeh. Tosfos Shkalim, yeah.
Right. Gvulim is used different times. You remember the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that you're allowed to play the shofar and Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash.
Never learned Rosh Hashanah yet.
Okay, so we'll get there in 80 days or so. So the Mishnah there says that you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Gvulin you're not allowed to. The Chlokas, Rashi, and Rambam, and Perish Mishnah is what Gvul means. So one of them, I don't remember which says which, but one of them says that Beis HaMikdash means Beis HaMikdash, and Gvul means outside Beis HaMikdash. The other said Beis HaMikdash means the entire Yushalayim. Gvul means outside Yushalayim. So typically Gvul means outside Yushalayim, I believe. Sometimes it means outside, outside Yushalayim.
It seems that, but it seems that this is exceptional.
Almost. Right. So says the Gemara now, Uva Medina lo, is it really true in the Medina, outside, that's called the Beis HaMikdash right now, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not allowed? V'hatana, doesn't the Brachos teach it? V'chamisha b'teves, the 25th of Teves, which just passed recently, Yom Har Grizim hu. It's called Har Grizim, delo mispeid yom, delo mispeid. That's the day you're not allowed to eulogize. It was one of the days listed in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus taught us number of days that you can't eulogize or you can't fast because it was a simcha. What was a simcha? What happened on the 25th of Teves? It was Yom Shebikshu Kusim as Beis Elokeinu. Alexandria smoked in Lachrivo. It was the day that the Kusim had requested of Alexandrius to come destroy the Beis HaMikdash. V'nasu lahem, and they were granted permission. Bo v'hodiyu as Shimon HaTzadik. It was let known to Shimon HaTzadik that they're coming to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'asa, what did he do? Lavash bigdei kuna v'nisate v'bigdei kuna. He wore it and adorned himself and covered his head.
Very famous.
Right. Yikira Yisrael imo, and all the... we saw this before, Yikira Yisrael. That was in that Mishnah. That he has Yikira Yishalayim. Yikira Yisrael. Some changes to Yishalayim I have on the side here. So Yikira Yisrael, Yikira Yishalayim, these members. Imo, v'avukal she'or b'yadein. They had these fires, these lanterns, they walk back and forth, it seems, until the morning, until daybreak.
It says, Klomar, Mishlachat HaYehudim uMishlachat Kutim hitkarvu leMachane Alexander mechivonim shanim, meaning that the group of Shimon and his people came from one side, and the Kutim came on the other side towards Alexander.
Ah, okay, so that's what it means. These came from this side, and the others came from that side. Kevin sha'allah amur ha-shachar, at daybreak, amur lahem, mihalalu. So Alexander said to, his people, who are these people who are going back and forth? So amur lo, Yehudim shemardu b'cha. These are the Jews who are rebelling against you. Kevin sha'gil antifartis, zarcha, hama. So, once it got to, that's a city.
It's a place. Yeah.
So the sun had rose. Upagu ze beze, and they met each other. I guess Alexander just met up with the Jews. Kevin sheral l'Shimon HaTzadik. He saw Shimon HaTzadik. Yarod mimerkavto. He came down from his wagon, his horse. V'shach v'lefanav. He bows down to Shimon HaTzadik. Amru lo, Melech gadol kamozcha yishach v'lehudi ze. Such a great king like you, bowing down to a Jew. Amru lehem demus diyuknu shoze. This image, this face, had defeated me in the house of wars. So what does that mean, Bebeis Milchamti?
Klomar, Malach bidmuto nira lifnei bechol milchamotai umevi lenitzachon. Kadosh Baruch Hu hera mar'e ze le'Alexander kedei lehakdim refua le'malka. Kedei she'kshivo. Shimon HaTzadik lefanav. Kesheyavot Shimon lefanav, Yamin Alexander dvarav sheyudim mitpalelim avuro bebeit hamikdash. So Hashem created that image every time he went to war, that he was protecting him.
Actually, there's a malach, apparently, that had the image of Shimon HaTzadik that went in front of him and defeated his enemies. So Gemara says, Amar lehem lamabasem. So he says to them, who Shimon HaTzadik says to them, I guess, why'd you come? As it seems like.
Lama Amar Lahim, Alexander Layudim, Lama Batim, why did you come?
So Amru, so he says, Efshar, lost the place for a second. Efshar Bais, Shemes Palim Ba Alecha, the house that we daven on your behalf, we daven for the government. Vamachuscha, we daven for you and for the government. Destroyed, Yisavcha, Obey Kuchavim Lachrivo, the non Jews are coming to destroy, we daven for you every single day. Not every single day, but you daven for you at least. Amalehem mihalalu. So he says to them, who are these people? The other people who came, the kusim. Amalo kusim halalu. Shomnu flanacha. These are kusim.
Right. That's why when it says. And it says before that they got the Kevan Shalom HaShachar. It seems that they both got together at the same time to the Machane.
Okay, and then he saw Shimon Tzadok bow down,
right.
Spoke to Shimon Tzadok. Then Shimon Tzadok said, "We daven for you." So then he asked Shimon Tzadok, "Who is the people on the other side?"
Right.
So Shimon Tzadok says, "These are the Kusiyim who tried to get destroyed." So Amar Lahem, so Shimon HaTzadik says to, rather the king says to the Yehudim, Amar Lahem, Harehem Misrum Yedchem. So we're giving over to you, the Kusim are in your hands, do what you please. So Miyad, Nikvim Bekvem, they made holes in their ankles, the Talim Bezanvim Susam, and they had tied them to the tails of the horses, Vayim Megarin Osan Al Kutsim, they would drag them from behind on thorns, Val Barkanim, Ad Shegila Hagrizim till they reach Hagrizim, came in Shegila Hagrizim, Chashu Vizaru Karshinin Kederach Shebikshul Asa the Beis Lakenu. They had plowed it and planted it and destroyed it, and the way they wanted to do it to the Beis Hamikdash, they did that to Hagrizim. Vaosa Yom, and that day Asa Yom Tov, they made it a celebration. So we see from this whole story, however, that Shimon HaTzadik wore the Big Day Kahuna outside of in the Gvulin, and we said above that you're not allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna in the Gvulin. Mara suggests two answers. No, they were fit. They weren't the actual Big Day Kuna, but they were the same material, the same. It could have been used for the Big Day Kuna, but it wasn't actually Big Day Kuna. V Bais Ema, alternatively, Eish Las Lashem, Hefir Tar Secha. Eish Las Lashem, normally speaking, you can't wear it outside. That was special conditions, and in fact, it worked. Okay, are we doing with time? Okay. Right, we should go right to 40. Okay. Says the Gemara, Chazan Knesset Notel Sefer Torah V'chule. So the Mishnah told us yesterday that the whole procession, when the Kohen Gadol would read the Sefer Torah, the Chazan would take it, then he'd pass it to the Skan, and the Skan, remember the whole order here, but let's see where that was. It was the Chazan to the Rosh Knesset, to the Skan, to the Kohen Gadol. A few people had passed it over. The Gemara says, we see from here, Shema Amina Cholukin Kavod L'Talmud B'Makom HaRav. You're allowed to show honor to a Talmud in front of the Rav. You could show honor to the Sgan, the second in command, even though the Kohen Gadol was standing right there. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Bai Kula Mishim Kvodot the Kohen Gadol. It wasn't Kavod to the Sgan. It was all Kavod. It was building up to the ultimate head, namely the Kohen Gadol. So there was no Kavod to the Talmud at all. The Kohen Gadol Omer, the Gemara says, Mechlal Shu Yoshev. So it must be beforehand he was sitting down. That suddenly he stood up to accept, to receive the Sefer Torah to read. How is the Kohen Gadol able to sit down? Don't we learn in the Mishnah that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, El Malchei Beis David, Bilvad, the only people who are allowed to sit in the Azara are the kings that come from the lineage of Beis David. Shinemar, Vayavo Melch David, Vayashav Lefnei Hashem. David came and he sat down in front of Hashem. Kedam Rav Chista, so the answer is, Kedam Rav Chista, Be'ezes Noshim, Hachanami be'ezes nashim. So Rav Chista, in a different context, we'll see in a moment, gave an answer of ezes nashim. Here too, he wasn't sitting in the azara; he was sitting in the ezes nashim. The ezes nashim, anybody was allowed to sit down.
The Kohen Gadol was sitting, right?
Exactly, Kohen Gadol was sitting, and he stood up.
Right.
So the Gemara wants to know v'heicha itmar Rav Chista. Where did Rav Chista initially give his answer of ezes nashim? What was he originally talking about? So he was referring to the following. The Gemara asks Meisi ve d'tanya heichen karen bo. Where would they read it? This is referring to Mitzvah Hakel, I believe. Yeah, Mitzvah Hakel. Any indication of that? Oh, let's see.
Can you say it on that, right? Firash Nubiata, Legisha, something.
Yes, Hakel. Okay, I'm told Hakel here on the side of the Masifta. Tosh Hashanah apparently points this out. I'm surprised that Adam didn't catch that. Usually all the Tosas Yisham or anybody on the side. Okay, because the Tosas Yisham is a bit lagging. Yeah, he's still carrying over from the previous page, so he might be a little lost. Yeah, Parsha Hakel, he says.
On which is going there?
This statement we're about to read now, Heichi Korinbo Ba'azara. We want to know right now.
But here it's just... okay.
So, The Gemara says, quotes from the case of Hakel, where the Hakel was the year after Shemitah. Year after Shemitah, Chol Moed Sukkot, the king would get up there every 7 years. He would read from the Sefer Torah. It was a Mishnah at the end of Sot that talks about this. It's a mitzvah also in the Torah, of course. So the Gemara says, "Tanya heichan korin ba'azara." So where would they read it? They read in the Azara, the mitzvah Hakel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer b'har bayis shemar vayikra bo lufnei rechov. They'd read in front of the street that was right in front of the gate, which was in Har Bayis, not inside the Azara. It wasn't in the Azara, it was in the Azara, but really the Ezes Nashim part of the Azara. So on that, Rav Chisda interpreted Azara to mean Ezes Nashim. Here too, Azara, in the context of the Kohen Gadol reading, was also talking about Ezes Nashim. That's the point. Now it's interesting that there's a connection between Hakel and the Kohen Gadol reading. I like to ask this trivia question sometimes. What are the only four, I think I maybe even asked this a number of months ago, what are the only four Kriyas HaTorahs Midaraisa? Three, maybe four.
That is Hakel.
So far, Hakel. People don't know Hakel. Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol.
Amal Zachar and Para, according to some. Right. But people don't know or don't remember the Hakel and it's a Dindaraisa to read from the Sefer Torah, as is the Kohen Gadol, Dindaraisa to read.
Right.
So anyway, so this is interesting that they connect the two. Of the Hakel to Kohen Gadol. Okay. Now there's a discussion whether sitting down in the Azara is considered an Issa Deraisa or not. Okay, so this is an interesting point. So I thought it was interesting because it connects to this week's Parsha of Yisrael. So the Rambam writes that he would, explicitly the Rambam writes the Kohen Gadol would sit, and then he would accept the Sefer Torah when he would stand up when he would accept the Sefer Torah to read from it. So the Mefarshim ask, but in this week's Parshim, Parshas Yisro, Yisro says, "Madu ata yoshil vadecha v'chol ha'mnitzav." Moshe, why are you sitting down and all the nation is standing up waiting for you? It's not respectful. It's not kavod tzibur. So how is the Kohen Gadol allowed to sit while everybody else is standing up? So the one answer is given by the Pri Chadosh in the back of the Rambam. He says he sat down only in order to make himself stand up. He wanted to show kavod for the Sefer Torah by standing up. So as a heichat timsa, to create that, he had to sit down. Not because sitting down was a din, he was showing that he's better than anybody else, but just a heichat timsa in order for him to stand up and show the proper kavod to the Sefer Torah.
I also think that the whole issue with Moshe and what Yitro said is that they were standing all day. And that's not the issue that he was sitting and everybody was standing. It's that he was sitting and they were waiting for hours. More than anything else.
They're waiting for hours. But the fact is, they're standing, but they're all waiting. But he's sitting there standing.
Right,
they're both waiting online. He's waiting to. He's talking to people. They're waiting online.
Right.
But
okay.
So the another answer is brought down in the back here is that the sitting down of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a lack of kavod to the tzibur. The Kohen Gadol only sat down because he was tired. He was fasting all day and he was doing all this avodah, running back and forth. He just simply needed to rest for a few moments. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't, again, it was certainly tiresome and exhausting, but he wasn't necessarily tired from lack of food. He wasn't tired from running around. It wasn't physical. It was just perhaps mentally very straining. So
he was interacting also with Zibor. I mean, Zibor was here. They were present, but they were passive participants.
Right.
The Kohen Gadol was engaging
right.
them in any way.
That's another big third answer. Right. That makes sense also.
Let me ask a question. Is there a place to learn something from Hakel to this, I mean, Raya?
From Hakel, in what way you mean?
Meaning Vecha Echemet Rochiza, right? Well, how do you know that it was in Ezra's Nashim?
Mm-hmm.
So it says Bemidash Korim Bovesfer Beazara. But this is all from Hakel.
Right.
So are we allowed?
Yes, I think all we're saying is Rav Chisda said a statement about Hakel. He didn't say anything about Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur. We're just saying we're using that answer to apply here. Just like there, Rav Chisda interpreted Azara. I mean, as a Nashim, we're going to use that same type of interpretation and apply that here to explain why the Kohen Gadol was sitting down in the Azara. It wasn't Azara, it was actually the Ezes Nashim. I don't think it's making a fundamental connection between the two. Just we have a similar type of structure, where Azara is really defined as Ezes Nashim. Mar now quotes a pasuk. Pasuk in where is this Ezra or something? Pasuk in Nehemiah. Pasuk says, Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem Elokim Hagadol. What do you mean Hagadol? My Gadol. I'm Rav Yosef, I'm a Rav, Shegilu b'shem HaMefurash, he said this bracha and used the shem HaMefurash. Rav Gidal Amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min Ha'olam vad Ha'olam. He didn't use shem HaMefurash, rather he said this line. This pasuk he said, he blessed Hashem further. What's the godless there? That was the godless, the very fact that he said, he made such a takana, explains here, that you're supposed to say this statement, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, after every single bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the definite, that's what gadol means. So, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, L'Rav Dimi, imagine Gar changed that girsa to somebody else, maybe, to takes it out. Okay, Amar Le Abaye, the Dilma Shegilu B'Shem HaMafarish, maybe gadol means he used Shem HaMafarish. How do you Hashem Elokei Yisrael? So Amar Le, because Ein Omrim Sham, Shem HaMafarish, Bigvul. The lach is you're not allowed to say Shem HaMefurash outside the Beis HaMikdash. And this bracha of Ezra apparently was outside the Beis HaMikdash. So v'lo, are you really not allowed to say Shem HaMefurash outside? You're not allowed to say it in Begvulin? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us? V'yamod Ezra asofer al Migdal Eitz. He stood in the wooden tower, Asher Asu L'daber, which was made to go, you know, to speak, to amplify his voice. V'amar Rav Gidal shegadlu b'shem HaMefurash. And there, Rav Gidal says, even though he was outside, he actually said, this is Rav Gidal himself. Rav Gidal himself says that he used Shem HaMefurash. So why here, when it came to Vayivarech Ezra, he says it can't be Shem HaMefurash, because you can't say Shem HaMefurash outside. But another pasuk, Rav Gidal himself says it was using Shem HaMefurash, even though it was clear it was outside the Beis HaMikdash. Where it says, Harasha Haisa. That time he used Shem HaMefurash. That was a Harasha, a special situation. But normally speaking, the case of Vayivarech was not a Harasha, so you can't interpret it as Shem HaMefurash, but rather it means that he used Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min Ha'olam ad Ha'olam.
This was when Ezra came to Israel.
Right, so I was about to say that. We probably appreciate this much more if we knew what was going on in these psukim here, right, in the whole the story here. Unfortunately, I don't really. I know I learned Ezra Nechemia once many years ago. Little understanding. I don't know what stage. It's chatai niya miskiyah yom. So, Vayitaku El Hashem, the Gemara continues to quote another pasuk in Nechemia. Vayitaku El Hashem Elokim, b'kol gadol, and they screamed out to Hashem in a loud voice. My Amar, what exactly did they scream and daven to Hashem for? This is also a famous Gemara. So, Amar of Rav, Yisema Rav Yochanan, bye bye, they would say. Lashon za'aka v'kublana. No, it means some type of screaming. So,
Vi,
I don't know.
Hoi, hoi.
Hoi, hoi, okay. So, Gemara says, Hainu hai da harva l'migdasha. This is the, Rashi says, hai da harva l'beis migdash, mivakshin rachamim shimase biyodam, yitzahara al ha'avodetz kochavim. This is where they were requesting. They were asking that they should be handed over the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. So I guess it was the Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah is that which caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to be handed over to the Chachamim. The Kale Lehechala, and that they burnt the Heichal. The Katlina Lechula Tzadikah, and they killed all the Tzadikim. Vaglinu Yisrael Maron, the exiled Klai Yisrael from the land. Vadayin Merakid Benon, and the Avodah Zarah still didn't ever get punished. So, Klum Yehavtin Lon, Ela Lekablu Be'agra. The only reason why you gave us the Yetzer Hara is to give us Schar. Lo Iu Ba'inon, we don't want the Yetzer Hara itself. Lo Agra Ba'inon, we don't want any of it. We don't want the Yetzer Hara, we don't want the Schar. It does too much damage, we can't withstand it. Please, let's get rid of it. Nafalahu Piska, Mirkia, a little note fell from the sky. Dehava Kasaba, Emes. It wrote Emes, meaning they accepted the tefillah was granted. So Amr of Chanina, as an aside, Shema Amina, we learn from here, Shecho Samo, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The signature, the sign of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Osi Petanisa, they, Anshe Knesset Gedolah, fasted. Tlasa Yomen, Tlasa Levasa, 3 nights, 3 days and 3 nights. Umsarua Nehalayu, and they were handed over, the Eitz Hara was handed over to the Anshei Knesset Agadola. Nafik Asa, they went out, and Kiguria Denura, a fire that looked like a small lion came out. Mibes Kachay Kadashim, from the Kodesh Kadashim, this fire came out. So Amar Lehu, Hanavi Yisrael, so Zechari the Navi at the time said, Hainu Yitzra Davodis Chachavim. This is the Eitz Hara of Avodis Chachavim. The Shinemar, Vayomer Zos Harasha. This is the Rasha. This is the Eitz Hara that appeared like the like a lion. I'm sure there's what to say why it appeared like a lion, but now it's not the time. So Bahadei Tetafsule, when they grabbed hold of the Eitz Hara, Ishtimit Binta Mimazya, a hair of the Eitz Hara had fallen off. The Rama Kala, and it raised its voice very loudly. V'alzo Kala, and it was Arba Mea Parsa, the voice was heard 400 amos, 400 parsa rather away. So Amru, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said, Heichan Avid, what are you supposed to do? Duma Chas V'Shalom, Rach Me'alayu, Min Shemaya. Maybe from all the screaming, Shemaya is going to have Rachamim, and let the Yetah Hara live. Amru Navi, Zachariah had said, Shadyu Bedu De Davra, throw him into some dirt, I think. V'chafyu L'Pumein, cover up his mouth. Be'avra, and use this dirt of some sort to cover his mouth so he can't scream. The Avra Mishav Shav Kala, because it drowns out the sound. Shinamar Vayomer Zos Harasha, the Pasuk says, this is the Rasha, this is the Yetzi Hara. Vayashlech Osa Al Tocha Eifa, they place it in front, inside the dirt, I think. Vayashlech Has Evan Hoferes Al Pi, and they covered his mouth to drown out the sound. So Amru, so Anshei Knesset Gedolah got back together, and they said, Hol Veis Ratzanu, since we see now is a good time, Kadosh Baruch Hu is granting our requests. Nibai Rachamei Ayitza Adadera. Let's get rid of the Avodah Zarah, the Yitzhar rather, of Arayos. So Bai Rachman, the Davin, Vimasib Yadayu, was also handed over to them. Amalahu, so the Yitzhar says, Chazi Di Kedalisule Lahu Kalya Alma. Realize that if you destroy me, then the entire world is going to be destroyed. So they, let's test it out. So they first jailed the Yetzer Hara up for 3 days. And Ubal Biasa Bas Yoma B'chol Eretz Yisrael Lo Ishtakek. They tried to look for an egg. They wanted a chicken egg. And they couldn't find it throughout the land of Eretz Yisrael. So Amru, they said, Hey Chanavid, what are you supposed to do? Nik Tilei, if we kill the Yetzer Hara of Arayos, Kal Ya'alma, the entire world is going to be destroyed because there's going to be no more Puravu anymore. Nibai Racha Me'apalga, if we daven for half of it, Palag Berkilo Yavi, the Shemayim doesn't play any games. It's either all or nothing, no halves. So we can't do that. Kachlinu L'aynei, maybe we could blind the Yetzirah of Arayos. Vishrakua, and let it go. Vahani, the Lo Megar, Be'lin Shabbi Karif Isa, and this worked, that the Arayos no longer existed in terms of relatives, in terms of the real Arayos, but Arayos still does exist beyond relatives. So that's what was accomplished through this davening. Okay, interesting.
When does this master happen? Where was it exactly? This was in Eretz Israel when Ezra and Nehemiah, or was this something to do with it?
This is the times of Zechariah.
This was in Eretz Israel.
In Eretz Israel.
By the Beis HaMikdash.
By the Beis HaMikdash, right. Let's see, do you have any frame? Well, yeah, this is the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, because there's a pasuk in Nehemiah.
Right. So and Zechariah was at the same time, I guess.
This is on, I'm told here, the 24th of Nisan, this took place. Don't know what year exactly, but I guess when they returned, when they came back from Babel.
It's right after the Beit Sheni.
So Gemara down the bottom says, are we at the bottom yet? No, B'marava, we still have some. Okay, B'marava in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, Masnu Hachi, they taught the following, similar to what went on above. Rav Gidel Amar HaGadol, what does Gadol mean? That passage we said above, Gadol means Shigidlu B'Shem HaMeforosh. Rav Masnu Amar HaKel HaGadol HaGibur V'Anoro, that's what it means. He implemented those that Lashon to be said, V'Har D'Rav Masnu Matil Rav Yishub Ben Levi. Wasn't there once a case where Masa arrived to the place of Rabbi Shub ben Levi, and Damar Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shman Anshei Knesset Gedolah? Why they call Anshei Knesset Gedolah? Shechziru Ateres LeYoshim, because they returned the crown to its old ways of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Also Moshe, what do you mean? Also Moshe Amar HaKel HaGadol HaGibur V'Anora. Also, so first Moshe said to say those words. Also, Yirmiyah, v'amar Nachim mekarkim mehichalo ayin erasav. The Nachim are what exactly does mekarkim mean? They're cooling it off. Did they enter into a Rashi Ovid Kochavim mekarkim mehichalo shirah shari? Sorry, Nebuchadnezzar, the officers of Nebuchadnezzar, Nichnasan Lahichal Marin, Bob Kal Rotam. They literally go to the bathroom and they do whatever they want in the Heichal. So says Yirmiyah, again, Amar Nachr, Vamar, Nachr Mikarkrim Heichalo, Aye Narasov, where's his Nora? Where's the Nora of Hashem? So Lo Amar Nora, so no longer did they say Nora. Also Daniel, Amar Nachr Mishabdin Bibanov, so they're enslaving our children, Aye Gvurasov, where's the strength? Lo Amar Gibor, also Inu, they came along. Who's they? Assume Anshe Knesset Gedolah came along. Amru Adrab Zuhi Gvuraso Shikori says Yitzro. It helps you. Gvura doesn't mean in terms of a physical strength. It means in terms of self control. Shinosin Erech Aparim Lirash Rishayim, that the Akash Baruch had self control, that he didn't punish the Rishayim, that he should have punished the Rishayim for doing all this. The Eluhein Narasav. These are the Naras of Hashem. Shil Mali Marasha Akash Baruch Hu. If it had not been for the fear of Hashem. How is it possible that one nation, namely the Jews, how could they live, how did anybody let them live among the other nations? It's because they had the fear of Hashem, of wiping them out. So we still see the Gibor Nora is still intact, according to Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Rabbanon Heichi Avdi Hachi. So anyways, that's how, why they're called Anshe Knesset Gedolah, because they put back into, they Mesakin, the Gibor, God of Anora, they place that back into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They recognize it still was in place. The Gemara asks, V'Rabbanon Heichi Avdi Hachi, how are the Rabbanon allowed to do this? To the Akru Takanta, the Takin Moshe. Moshe says you're supposed to Akel HaGodol HaGibor Vanora. Comes along Yirmiyah says don't say Gibor anymore. Comes along Daniel says don't say Nora anymore. How could they approve what Moshe Rabbeinu did? So I'm a Rebbe Eliezer mitoch sheyodim b'akash baruch hu shamiti hu lefikach lo kizbubo. So look at Rashi. Rashi says shehu amiti maskim al emes v'sone es hashaker. Akash baruch hu is so true. He hates the lie. You couldn't say a lie. They weren't uprooting anything. It was the emes. The emes was that there's no gibor. The emes was that there's no nor anymore. That's the emes. Akash baruch hu won't argue on the emes. So it wasn't akira. It was just the emes. Okay, interesting way of looking at things.
It's another reason it says it's not appear. It doesn't appear like there is in the world. Meaning that he is giver, but it doesn't appear that way at that moment.
And since it seems untruthful, there that's why they said Kadosh Baruch Hu would agree to them not saying it. Yeah. Okay. The question is: should we go? We have 5 minutes. Should we go to the top of the next page or save it for tomorrow? Tomorrow happens to be a short daf.
So
the next page.
Save it
you can save it because the second.
Yeah.
Also,
we have a few people today. They might need an introduction.
Okay.
Great, guys.